Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNeely moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. McNeely scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maynisch moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Betancourt moves to second. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Ogden reaches third base with a triple. Betancourt scores. Shang goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Ogden scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNeely moves to third. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brannan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Browns. Pat Simmons now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Mainisch steals second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Browns. Pat Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Reagan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-4, Browns. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Berry reaches second base with a double. Reagan scores. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Browns. Ed Strelecki now pitching. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Pat Simmons. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Herb Bradley now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Ed Strelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strelecki bunts towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to third. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstedt is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstedt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to third. Flagstedt moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. Flagstedt tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Browns. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstedt scores. It's Red Sox, 8, Browns, 8. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Herb Bradley. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to third. Tate moves to second. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Settlemyer now pitching. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ira Flagstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstedt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Flagstedt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Shang hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brannon hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Settlemyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Settlemyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-4 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to third. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Larry Betancourt. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Ed Morris now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schultz scores. Blue moves to third. Sturdy moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.